Behold, the Lamb of God, a meditation of Ken Wyatt Reyes on the song You Are My All in All by the Gaither Vocal Band.
My strength when I am weak. You are the treasure that I seek. You are my all in all. And seeking you as a precious jewel, Lord, to give up, I'd be a fool. You are my all in all. Taking my sin, my cross, my shame, rising again, I bless your name. You are my all in all. When I fall down, you pick me up. And when I am dry, you fill my cup. You are my all in all. Lamb of God, worthy.
John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him, and he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came, baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John bore witness, "I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and have borne witness that this is the Son of God." John chapter 1, verses 29 to 34. Jesus is the Lamb of God. This is a recurring theme throughout the New Testament, and it often turns to Christianese cliché, words repeated with little thought. What does it mean that Jesus is the Lamb? Very few metaphors for Christ capture that tension of holiness and innocence found in his person. In his holiness, he is perfect. He is pure. He is unblemished. He is untouched by sin, despite entering into a sinful humanity. In his innocence, he is not naive. He is the Word by which the universe was created, and yet he became weakness. He is the heir for whom everything was made, and yet he became a sacrifice. Hear the words of John, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus Christ could have become many things. He could have become the destroyer of God who punishes the sin of the world. He could have become the avenger of God who makes sure that each sin of the world is accounted for. And yet, he became the Lamb of God. Innocent, pure, holy, beautiful, but disfigured. In his life and in his death, the Lamb of God was tortured, torn apart, wounded, and cursed. Even if he wanted to take away the sins of the world, Christ could have done so impersonally and uncaringly. But he did not. He took the place of humanity so that humanity could take his place. He died so that we could live with him. He was torn apart from his Father's communion so that we may share in his sonship to the Father. He was cursed by sinners on the cross so that we may be free from the curse of sin. Let us live constantly in awe of the Lamb of God. Let us live free from pride, because we are saved apart from our works. Let us live free from sin, because we have been redeemed by the Lamb of God. Let us live fully in our restored relationship with God, because we have been made one with Christ. Let us echo together one of the oldest prayers and songs of the church, which itself is an echo of the words of John the Baptist. "Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, grant us your peace, grant us your peace." The proceeding has been brought to you by the United Evangelical Church of Malabon. Thanks for listening. May God bless you.